بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, if I can ask you, like I do every week, if you can please, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate so that they don't sound during the khutbah. Barakallahu fikum. And also, brothers in the second room, there's still room in the first room. Please, please come to the first room. Please always strive to get to the front. Be from the sabiqun, the people that always try to get to the front. Do the best. Be from those people, inshallah. Barakallahu fikum. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was His servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرَانِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in the state of al-Islam. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, the meaning of which is, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah, who created you from a single soul, and from him he created his mate, and from them both he brought about many men and women, and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And honor the family ties, for verily Allah is ever and all watcher over you. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Allah, and always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, who blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who blessed us with the ability to come to the masjid today for Salatul Jummah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from the reminder that we're here today. And Alhamdulillah, who blesses us to be Muslim, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all to die in a state of al-Islam, a state where Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's pleased with us, and He turns to us with forgiveness and mercy. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be about the importance of getting into the witness protection program. The importance of getting into the witness protection program. All of you, I know you've seen on TV, they have the witness protection program. And this is to protect the witnesses when they're going to testify against somebody, to make sure nothing bad happens to them. But the witness protection program that I'm talking about is the program that protects us from the witnesses, protects us from the shuhud, protects us from the people who will bear witness against us. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَّةَ السَّاءَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, have the taqwa of Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah. Verily, the earthquake of the hour is a severe thing. All of us, we know about this earthquake that just happened recently, a few days ago in Italy. And you saw the destruction that caused. But what about the day when the entire earth is going to be shaking? What about the day when the earth is going to be shaking? The entire earth is going to be shaking and we're going to come up out of the ground. And we're going to be running towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to face the deeds that we did. What about that day when the witnesses, they're going to be gathered and ready to testify against us? Brothers and sisters, you want protection on that day for sure from those witnesses, from the witnesses who will bear witness against us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Yawmul Qiyamah, يوما يجعل الولدان شيبا. The day when the young child, he will become gray-headed. The day when the young child, this innocent child who never did anything wrong, never disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah, from the horrors that he sees, is going to make his hair turn gray. Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, he said that some of the Mufassirun say that this child, his hair is going to turn gray because he's going to be waiting so long, because Yawm al-Qiyamah is so long, he's going to grow old waiting for Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah have mercy on us on that day. If this young child who never did anything bad, his hair turns gray from what he sees, what about us who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What about us who we're going to have all the witnesses ready to testify against us? So brothers and sisters, inshallah, today we're going to talk about how to protect yourself from the witnesses. First of all, brothers and sisters, realize that the witnesses are there with us. The witnesses, each and every one of us, we have witnesses all around us all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِدِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَأْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's already warned us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily appointed over you are angels. They're watching you. They're kind and honorable, and they're writing down, and they know everything that you do. So brothers and sisters, from the shuhud to begin with are the angels. And each and every one of us, we have these angels with us. And their only job is to document everything that we do and to bring that witness forward on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, إِنَّ سَمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ قُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانُوا أَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily the hearing and the sight and the heart of each one of those will be questioned. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, the Mufassir, he said about this. He said, this means that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, we're going to be asked about our hearing, how we used our hearing. We're going to be asked about our eyes, how we used our eyes. We're going to be asked about our heart, what was in our heart. How did we act upon the things that were in our hearts? And Ibn Kathir also said these same things, they're going to be asked about you. Your eyes are going to be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did so-and-so use you? Your ears, your hearing is going to be asked by Allah, how did so-and-so utilize his hearing? Your heart is going to be questioned, how did so-and-so, what did he do based on what was in his heart? Brothers and sisters, Yawm al-Qiyamah is going to be a serious day for each and every one of us. And we need to protect ourselves from those things and those people that will testify against us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Allah says, this day, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, this day, we shall seal up their mouths. Allah is going to seal up their mouths. And their hands will speak to us. And their legs will bear witness to what they used to earn. Brothers and sisters, this is a serious day. Can you imagine that for a second? Can you imagine that you're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and Allah causes your mouth to be sealed. You can't say anything in your own defense. And then your body starts testifying against you. How many of us, we use our bodies to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All of us. May Allah save us from that heavy day. And brothers and sisters, before I go any further, let me just say this. The people that's going to happen to are those people who are going to deny or argue or want to argue about the things that they did. The people that they say they know they do wrong, but they deny it or they try to justify it. The people that they go shopping for fatwas. They go shopping for fatwas to try to justify the sin that they want to do. Brothers and sisters, the first thing that we can do to protect ourselves from the shuhud, from the witnesses against us, is to own your sin. Own your sin. We know when we commit bad. Be honest about it. Be honest about it with yourself. Be honest about it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today, while it still counts. Own your sin, brothers and sisters. Many of us today, we commit the sins and we try to justify it, as I said. Many of us today, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if somebody points it out to us, we get into an argument. No, it's not really that bad. No, it's allowed if this, this, and that. What will we say on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the haram clear for us. And most of us, we know when we're doing bad. Allah has put it in our fitrah. We know when we see bad. We know when we do bad. But how many of us are going to argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Imam Muslim has related an Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he says on upon occasion, he said, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smile. Rasulullah, he smiled, and he smiled so much that his teeth were showing. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the Sahaba that were there, he said, Atadruna mimma adhaq? He said, do you know why I'm smiling? This is what he asked the Sahaba. And the Sahaba, they said, Allah and His Messenger know best. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مِن مُجَادَلَةِ الْأَبْدِ رَبُّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said, I'm smiling because of the way that the slave will try to argue with his Lord on يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Can you imagine that? Somebody trying to argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. And this slave is going to say, Rabbi, alam tujirni min al-dhulm? He's going to say, oh Allah, didn't you say you would protect me from oppression on this day? Qala Rasulullah, qala Allah Ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, bala. Yes, indeed. This slave is saying, oh Allah, didn't you say you would protect me from oppression? Didn't you say there would be no oppression on this day? And Allah will say, yes. فَيَقُولُ. And then this slave is going to say, لَا أَجِيزُ عَلَيَّ إِلَّا شَاهِدًا مِن نَفْسِي. This slave is going to say to Allah, oh Allah, on this day I'm not going to accept anybody's witness against me. Allah, I'm not going to accept anybody's witnessing against me today, oh Allah. Because you said there will be no dhulm, no oppression. فَيَقُولُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا وَبِالْكِرَامِ الْكَاتِبِينَ شُهُودًا. Allah will say, today you'll be sufficient as a witness against yourself. Because this slave, he's thinking he's going to outslick Allah. He's going to say, oh Allah, I'm not going to accept anybody's testimony against me. I don't trust them. They may lie against me, oh Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say, okay, today you will be a witness against yourself and that'll be enough. And then the kirama and katibin, the angels who wrote down everything, they will be there too. فَيُخْتِمَا أَلَا فِيهِ وَيُقَالُ لِأَرْكَانِهِ إِنْتِيكِ فَتَنْتِكَ بِأَمَلِهِ. Then his mouth is going to be sealed. This slave who wanted to be a witness for himself, Allah is going to cause his mouth to be sealed. And then Allah is going to say to his body parts, speak. To his body parts, speak. Tell me about what this person did. Subhanallah. And then his body parts, what are they going to do? They're going to have to bear witness. They're going to have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're going to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everything that this person did. May Allah protect us from that. ثُمَّ يُحَالَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْقَلَامِ فَيَقُولُ بُدًّا لَقُونَ وَسُخْقًا فَأَنْكُونَ كُنْتُ أَنَادِلْ. Then Allah is going to allow this person, after his body parts have started testifying against him, Allah is going to allow this person to speak again. And then this person is going to say to himself, woe to you, doom on you, I was only trying to protect us. Brothers and sisters, this is the person that tries to argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a person that forgets that he has witnesses with him at all times. Not the least of which is our own selves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can call us to testify against ourselves. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, protect yourselves from the witnesses. And I say this to myself as I say it to you. Protect yourself from the witnesses. Brothers and sisters, as I said, the way that we do this, the way that we protect ourselves from the shuhud, from those things and those people that are witness against us, including ourselves, is to own your sin. Take responsibility for the bad that we do. We know when we do bad. Take responsibility for it. Don't make excuses for it. Don't try to explain it away. Don't say Sheikh Google said this. Don't say Sheikh YouTube said this and it's okay. Own your sins. Take responsibility for the bad that we do. Take responsibility today while it still counts. Not on Yawmul Qiyamah when it's too late. Brothers and sisters, realize that our bodies that may testify against us, they're a trust, they're an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْسَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَسْكَالَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the ayah that all of us know, and tell the believing men to lower their gaze, watch their eyes, and guard their private parts. And that is pure for them. That is pure for them. And Allah is all aware of what they do. Brothers and sisters, our bodies, they are a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're going to be asked about what we did with our bodies. What did we do with our eyes? What did we do with our tongue? What did we do with our private parts? So brothers and sisters, guard yourself. And I say that to myself, guard yourself. Brothers and sisters, how many of us, we abuse our bodies? We abuse these beautiful blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We use them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Probably all of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says to us in the Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَاءَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah says, it is He who created the hearing and your eyes and your hearts. And little thanks do you give. We're very ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive us. Brothers and sisters, honor the trust that Allah has given you. And I say this to myself. Let's honor the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every one of us. How many people who don't have eyes would love to be able to see? And we use our eyes to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people wish they could hear? Wish they could hear. Maybe so they can hear the Quran. They believe in the Quran, but they've never heard it. Subhanallah. And us, what do we use our ears for? What are we listening to? How many people, they can't move? They can't move, maybe from an accident, maybe from birth. They can't move their bodies, and we can move our bodies. And what do we use our bodies for? To disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, mind your witnesses. Remember those witnesses that are with you. At-Tirmidhi has related, An Sufyan radiallahu anhu qal, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ حَدِثْنِي بِأَمْرٍ أَتَّقْسِمُ بِهِ. Sufyan radiallahu anhu, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Oh Messenger of Allah, give me some nasiha, give me some advice, give me something that I can hold on to. Kala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ رَبِّ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَاقِمْ. He said, say Allah is your Lord and then hold fast to that. Hold fast to that. قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مَا أَخْوَفُ مَا تَخَافُ عَلَيَّ. He said, oh Messenger of Allah, what do you fear most for me? You gave me this good advice, but what do you fear most for me? فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِي نَفْسِي ثُمَّ قَالْ هَذَا. Rasulullah, when he asked him, what do you fear most for me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he grabbed his tongue. All of us know this hadith. He grabbed his tongue and he said, this, هَذَا. Brothers and sisters, how many of us, we use our tongues to commit the sins? We use our tongues to lie, to cheat, to backbite. How many of us, our tongues, they're going to lead us to the hellfire? Brothers and sisters, remember the shuhud. Remember the witnesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Not a word does he utter. This is us. Not a word does he utter except there's one ready to record it. He's just waiting for us to say something. And then it goes down. Brothers and sisters, watch your tongues. We may think we don't commit the sins with our hands and with our private parts. But how many of us, we do the sins with our tongues? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَيَقُولْ حَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُدْ. All of us know this hadith. Whosoever believes in Allah and in the last day, let him say what is good. Use your tongue to say something good, or else remain silent. Remain silent. Brothers and sisters, let's watch our tongues. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he gave us some nasiha. Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, the intelligent person's tongue is behind his heart. The person who is an akil, a person who thinks, his tongue is behind his heart. And he says, he thinks, before he speaks, he thinks. And he says, is what I'm going to say, is it going to benefit me? And if it is, then he says it. But if it's not, then he holds it back. This is the intelligent person. But then he said, the jahil, the ignorant person, the foolish person. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He said, the foolish person, his heart is behind his tongue too. And no sooner does something go into his heart than it comes out his mouth. He doesn't even think. As soon as something comes into his heart, it's out his mouth. He doesn't think about, is this going to help me? Is this going to hurt me? He just says it. May Allah make us from the intelligent people. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect our own bodies. Our own bodies, they want to be in the witness protection program. Our own bodies, they want to be protected from the shuhud, from the witnesses. Why? Because they're tied to us. Our bodies, they're joined with us. They can't get away from us even if they wanted to. At-Tirmidhi has related in Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, إِذَا أَسْبَهَا إِبْنُ آدَمُ فَإِنَّ الْأَدَاءَ كُلَّهَا تُقَفِّرُ لِسَانِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every morning when the son of Adam gets up, the limbs, the organs of his body, they humble themselves to his tongue. The rest of our bodies, they humble themselves to our tongue. And this is what they say to our tongue. فَتَقُولُ اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكْ. The rest of our bodies, they say to our tongues, we can't hear, but this is what happens. The rest of our bodies, they say, fear Allah for our sake, because we're with you. Wallahi, if our bodies could get away from our tongues, they would do it, because of the sins that we commit with our tongues. And then the organs, they say, فَإِنِّ اسْتَقَمْتَ اسْتَقَمْنَا. If you are straight, then we'll be straight. If you're good, we'll be good. It's all good, if you're good. But then they say, وَإِنِّي وَجَجْتَ أَوَجَجْنَا. But if you go crooked, if you go bad, then we're going to be bad too. And then it's going to be all bad for all of us. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect. This is our organs. Every morning when we get up, the rest of our bodies, this is what they say to our tongue. Fear Allah for our sake, please, because we're with you. We can't get away from you even though we want to. So brothers and sisters, let's watch our tongues. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect on what leads to the hellfire and what leads to Jannah. What leads to hellfire and what leads to Jannah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, Su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an akthari ma yudhilul nas al jannah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked about what is the cause for the majority of the people to go into Jannah. What is that which leads the majority of the people into Jannah? Faqala taqwa Allahi wa husnul khuluq. Rasulullah said, having the taqwa of Allah, remembering Allah, the consciousness of Almighty Allah, and good character, good behavior. وَسُئِلَ أَنْ أَكْثَرِ مَيُدْخِلُ النَّاسَ النَّارِ. And then Rasulullah was asked about those things, what leads the people to the hellfire? قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْفَمُ وَالْفَرْجَ. Rasulullah said, the mouth and the private parts. This is what was going to lead the majority of the people to the hellfire. So brothers and sisters, my nasiha to myself and to you is, let's guard those things. Let's guard our private parts. Let's guard our tongues. Let's guard our eyes. Let's guard our ears. Let's guard everything about us, so that inshallah we protect ourselves from the witnesses, which may include us. أَقُولُ لِكَ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, Now, brothers and sisters, I've warned us about what may happen to us on Yom Kippur if we don't guard ourselves, if we don't put ourselves in check, if we don't watch our behavior. Now, inshallah, I'm going to share how we can get ourselves into the witness protection program, how we can protect ourselves from the shuhud, from the witnesses against us on Yom Kippur. First and foremost is the advice of Aisha radiallahu anha. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she gave us the best advice. And it was simply this: stop committing the sins. Stop committing the sins. Don't give the witnesses anything to see. Stop committing the sins. She said, because you will not meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yom Kippur with anything more valuable than a little bit of sins. So brothers and sisters, my first nasihat to myself and to you is stop committing the sins. We know when we do bad, let's stop doing it. That's number one. But number two, the reality is all of us, we're human beings. All of us, we're Ibn Adam. We're the children of Adam. All of us, we're going to make mistakes. All of us, we're going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So step two comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Asa rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyi'atikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. Because Allah knows we're going to make mistakes. So Allah says, O you who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. Be sincere when you ask for forgiveness. Be sincere when you commit the sin and you ask Allah to forgive you. It may be that Allah will wipe away your sins if you do this. So brothers and sisters, step number two is, because we're going to make mistakes, make sincere tawbah to Allah. Ask Allah to forgive you. And be sincere when you do it. Be sincere that you're not going to repeat the sin. Even if the next day you go right back to it, then make tawbah again. Ask Allah to forgive you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا قُمْتَ. Fear Allah wheresoever you are. وَأَتْبِئِ سَيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْهُوهَا. And follow up a bad deed with a good deed. It will wipe it away. So brothers and sisters, that's my third piece of advice. Number one, stop committing the sins. And I say this to myself, I'm not just preaching to you. Let's stop committing the sins. And if we commit the sins, make tawbah to Allah. Be sincere. And number three, the same way that we expended energy, we used up energy to commit the sin, use some energy to do something good after it. The same way we used up our bodies, we used up energy to commit the sin, to disobey Allah. Expend some energy, put forth some effort to do some good deed, to wipe it away. How many of us, we spend a half hour committing a sin, and then when we finish, we say, Astaghfirullah, Allah forgive me, and that's it. What kind of tawbah is that? You spend all this time committing the sin, and then in 10 seconds, oh Allah forgive me, and you think it's all good. May Allah forgive us. May Allah make us from the people who make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And brothers and sisters, finally, nasiha from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I bring this khutbah to a close. As I said, all of us, we're going to make mistakes. All of us, we're going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one of the best things that we can do is to follow the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma min muslimin yuthnibu dhanban thumma yatawadda'u fayusalli rakatain thumma yastaghfiru allaha lidhalika dhanbin illa ghafarala. Rasulullah said, there's not a single Muslim that he commits a sin and then he goes and he makes wudu and then he prays just two rakat and then he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, except that Allah will forgive him. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Ghafur al-Rahim. Alhamdulillah who always opens the doors for us to make tawbah to him. Alhamdulillah who is so merciful to us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to take advantage of his mercy. To help us to always be sincere in making tawbah to Allah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to be safe from the witnesses, including ourselves. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins. And to turn to us with forgiveness and mercy on the day that we meet him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to exchange our places in the hellfire for places in Jannah.